going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
Abe's in for Mike today. Happy Friday, everybody, and happy Memorial Day weekend. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, it's good to have you listening. Coming up, part two of my interview with Kyle Smith, the Falcons assistant general manager. Before we get to that, just quickly, and Grant's going to join us here in about 10 minutes, Brian Snitker talking to the media. Snit said today he thinks Ronald Acuna Jr. is in the best shape of his life, which, again, coming off of this injury and saying a lot. Look, it's not like Ronald's ever been out of shape, but if you're saying that he's as fit as he ever has been, that's an interesting side note. And they expect him to play today and tomorrow. We will see about Sunday. That's what we were talking about how they work him back in. But Acuna is available. We'll talk with Grant more about this. As we said, we want to get you and our audience, and certainly our Falcon fans, to know more about the decision makers up at Flowery Branch and the Falcons front office. This is part two of my interview with Kyle Smith. Kyle, it's not on you. You weren't here, but we haven't been to the playoffs since 2017 as an organization. And now we're counting, you know, the years of, man, when are we going to get there? We thought, I think everybody thought we were going to get there last year, being in charge of this division. How much pressure is on you guys? And I say you as you, Terry, you, everybody in the building. Are you guys feeling that at all? Do you hear that? Or how do you approach that?
Yeah, I think in the NFL, the pressure's every year. You know, we've always put that on ourselves of, as far as outside influence and all those things, we don't, and it mean that in a, say that in a respectful way, like we don't listen to anything outside the building. We can't. If you do, you drive you crazy, yeah. And you shouldn't be in these positions. You shouldn't. But there's obviously in the NFL, there's pressure all the time, and nobody puts more pressure on myself than me, or on Terry, on himself, Raheem. We all put a tremendous amount of pressure on ourselves because we care about each other. We want to win. We care about the organization, fan base, everybody. So the pressure's always there. It's been there, you know, ever since you walk in the league.
Kyle Smith, assistant general manager here with us of our Atlanta Falcons, joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to ask you about a specific player. We've had a lot of conversation about Kyle Pitts. And you talked about the 21 draft and being there at 4 and having options potentially. The perception is he's not lived up to the advertised player we thought we might get. And I've heard Ross say, you know, look, he needs to be the best player he can be. I know, his fifth year's option has been picked up. You guys made that decision. But what do you think we get from him going into this season? I see this as a huge season for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, we're excited about Kyle and always have been. And you know, obviously Kyle's been through a lot of adversity since he's been here. You know, year one, he came out gangbusters and had a hell of a year, and dealt with an injury year two. And a lot of people don't realize how significant that injury was and the things that he was going through and where he was percentagely, you know, going out there every day and practicing and playing and being available and being a good teammate and all those things. And, you know, the more that he's coming back and he's shown those things last year, the flashes last year, it's just about consistency. And we're excited about Kyle and his opportunity this year and with the offense in general. You know, obviously having a top five offense, and you got a lot of dudes there and a lot of weapons and offensive line, and, you know, obviously Drake and Bijan and Tyler and Mooney and all the Charlie, and we got a lot of guys there. So there's only one ball to go around, but we're excited about where Kyle's at. He looks good right now in the off season, and he feels good, his body, and so we're ready to go with him.
Kyle, can you talk about buckets? I heard you talk about these buckets that you guys, I guess, place players in, draftable, maybe, you know, and kind of describe that. And then this collaboration, because we hear this in the building all the time, and getting it from a different voice, because, again, we don't get a chance to talk to Kyle Smith, guys, the assistant general manager, that often. Explain first the buckets and how that works, and then what is this collaboration within the building when you guys make these major decisions?
Yeah, so I think everybody in the league, you know, grades a little bit differently. We're a color-coded system in how we grade, and the buckets that we talk about is, you know, there's obviously the high-level players, and within that top bucket is elite starters, high-level impact starters, solid starters, and then you take a next step down, and it's and not necessarily a step down, but it's, you know, your win with starters. And then you have your depth players. And that's the biggest bucket is the depth players, role players, backups, you know, core special teamers, etc. That's the biggest bucket year to year, because that's what plays in the league. Like, a majority of the NFL is in that bucket. So the way we go about things is, obviously, you have your scouts that come in and they start the bucketing system and placing guys. And then next thing, from a collaboration perspective, you know, the cross checkers, the national scouts, myself, you know, we start to massage those buckets a little bit. This guy goes here, et cetera, and so forth. And then obviously then the coaches come in, and then we kind of fine tune how do these guys fit into what we're trying to do. The main point of the buckets is wherever you are in the draft, wherever your picks are, you don't want to choose from a bucket that's lower than what your value is, you know what I mean? So that's the philosophy in which we do things.
That keeps you from reaching.
Correct. Yes. That's okay. That's the mindset of what you do, and that shows in terms of, kind of talks about what we did this year. Is in that top bucket we had rushers, and now it's about how do you go about getting those guys. And the way that we grade is not year to year. It's based off of, you know, how we grade for the league and how we grade for us. So the guys that are in top bucket, they're going to be in there on any given year, because that's what we see the player as in the NFL. It's not you're adjusting because there's no players in this year's draft. For example, if I said this is a season that every single player in the draft that we're grading this year is a win with starter. There are no top bucket players.
Okay.
Well, 32 players are going to go in the first round, right?
Right.
Like, so you're going to – it's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're not going to massage it and say, oh, well, I think that these guys are elite starters because we're the number one pick in the draft. And no, you just got to know – you grade them for what they are, and then you select them that way. So that's our philosophy and how we do things. We believe in it, and we're convicted in it, and that's how we execute.
One of those picks was James Pierce Jr. We had the young man on, quiet. He may be a killer. I don't know. He's just quiet and reserved. But he was special at Tennessee. But I'm curious to know, as a front office, you know, people have talked about character issues, and I don't want to disparage a young man. Look, I've been around the NFL long enough, Kyle, to say a guy being late for a meeting is different than a guy who's been arrested multiple times, right? So they're not all, speaking of buckets, it's not all the same bucket when you start talking about, okay, what are we talking about, maturity? Or are we talking about a potentially bad guy? When you hear those things and you hear the concerns about James, And I know you guys did the backgrounds and all of that. Did any of it concern you guys to the point? Obviously, it didn't. You drafted him, but people are still talking about that, and we don't know what kind of player he's going to be.
Right. Well, I think when it comes to character, you know, first of all, our scouts do a tremendous job of gathering all the information, you know, that these guys have been around for 4 years, coaches, support staff, trainers, academic advisors, everybody that they've been around, and you're getting a full profile of the player. When it comes to character, a lot of times you have to look inward at your organization, at your coaching staff, at the people that are going to be around these players day to day. You know, the personalities, do they jive with your position coach that you have, your coordinator that you have? Like, what's his coaching techniques like? You know, that helps change what players you're bringing in and what players you have already within your locker room. You know, obviously with Jalen, his character and his personality and his makeup is different than James. And James's is different than Billy Bowman and Xavier. Everybody's different. Mm. You know, it's just about you look inward at your organization and do we have, you know, the people in place and the rooms that we're going to drop these guys into to maximize these guys and get in their potentials. And we've done a ton of work on every one of these players, James included, and we're really confident with, you know, what we have to begin with, dropping these guys into the same room with the coaches that we have to maximize these guys.
One of the things I hear about you is you really got a great eye for talent, evaluating. Where did that come from? Who did you – is there someone you emulate or someone as you grew in this business that you were like, that's it, that's how to go about this?
Yeah, well, my dad, A.J. Smith, he was a general manager for 10 years with the Chargers, and, you know, I was born and raised in the profession. You know, he was a scout and was a gym teacher first for 15 years before he became a scout. But he was – you know, he was my idol, hero, mentor, everything to me. And, you know, that's kind of who I – you know, obviously look up to and wanted to become a scout and all those things. But then as you get into it, you know, what he always said to me was, you know, I'm not going to sit there and put you on my lap and watch tape with you and tell you, you know, this is what a player is. This is what you got to learn yourself. You got to, you know, you got to understand it and feel it yourself. Now I was a, you know, wannabe player as well. And that always helps when you play and the higher up you go, you start seeing what players are and what players aren't, what they look like, walk like, talk like, mm-hmm. act like. All those things. But as I got in the league, you start getting around different coaches. Like I mentioned, those guys from Washington, and you're seeing how coaches view players. And then you start to, you know, you start to get your own flavor of what you like and what you don't like and what works and what doesn't work. And I've missed a lot. We all have. Yeah. And have my hits as well. But that's how you become better and better in our profession is you've got to go through that process of experiencing your hits and misses and learning from those.
That staff in Washington, pretty incredible, right? Now that you look back at it, and for those of you who aren't aware, I mean, at one point, Ra was there, Kyle was there, Shanahan, LaFleur, and you know, we're talking about McVay, right? And now you look at this tree of guys and how they're creating their own trees. What was the vibe like? I'm just curious, like, because you were all pretty young guys.
Yeah, we were all really young, and obviously I was on the other side of the building, but you could tell – you know, it's what's so interesting about our business is you look at that staff and you know, we went to the playoffs, you know, the first year and
RG3, right?
3 year. Yep. And then, you know, we had some obviously adversity through there too. And but it what's funny about it is you could tell right away, you know, Kyle Shanahan, you knew right away, you know, who he was and what he was and the success that he was going to have. Sean McVay, all those guys, Raheem, like you just knew how good those guys were and how good they were going to be, you know, but it was a lot of fun, you know, being around those guys. It was intense. It was, you know, vibrant with those guys. And but you could tell right away that staff, those guys were all going to be special once they left.
Kyle Smith, assistant general manager for our Falcons. One last thing before we let you go. When you, as a front office, when you guys said, we're comfortable with Kirk Cousins being our backup, I think a lot of people, including me, said, really? But we're here. The offseason certainly is not done, and things could change. But when you guys said that as a, as an organization, I just don't know how many people believe that to be the case. A lot of that, Kyle, as you know, is based on price tag, right? And based on, you know, what the perception is and what we're paying him X amount of dollars. As you look at that situation, I've said I do not believe it in Kirk Cousins being a distraction. That's not been who he is. But how do you view it, being the assistant general manager, if we roll around the camp and that is still the situation here?
Yeah, I think, you know, we are comfortable with the with our, because we look at it as we are really excited about our quarterback room in general. We've got two guys that we view as starters, and not every team can say that, you know. And obviously the way that it went down and how we got to this point, you know, we're excited about Mike and his growth and development, and Kirk, you know, the guy's a consummate professional. He's been that way his whole career. We love Kirk. Obviously, the price tag and the cap and the all that stuff is, you know, that's the price of quarterbacks. You know, it just is. And no different than if a team gave up three first round picks to go get a quarterback. I mean, it's which way are you looking at it? And we're just excited about the room in general and who we have at this point. And you know, we're excited moving forward, and what will be, and you know, obviously, in terms of you know, around the league and the trades and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, if anything makes sense to us and
going up,
prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up,
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
And, you know, then we'd entertain it. But, you know, we're like we've all said, we're comfortable with it, where the room is at.
Kyle Smith, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Interesting stuff from the assistant general manager of our Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell. Abe's in for Mike today. We're coming back. We got to talk about Acuna for life. Ronald Acuna makes his return tonight as the Braves take on the Padres. Many of you making your way to the ballpark tonight. Should be a lot of fun. And we're going to talk about what Snicker had to say about Acuna's return next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.